Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Wadrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Wadrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Wadrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking the time to listen, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening later on. We just thank you so much for taking the time to listen, taking the time to be with us. And as always, you know, we just appreciate your emails, your comments, and those things. It really just helps us to continue to do what we have a heart to do. And for those who don't know, or if this is your first time, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. And we just want you to know, stay with us for the next hour as we discuss what it looks like to fight for your marriage and not to give up.
That's right. And as we do every week, we're looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share with you practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love better. So, you know, it's going to be a good time anyway, because we just all about having fun and laughing and just enjoying life and one another. So we're looking forward to a good time.
Definitely. So let's go.
All right. So
we got to start off with the icebreaker.
Oh, yeah. So before we get started, we're going to have our little fun fact or icebreaker before we get into our discussion. Mm. And so basically the icebreaker today, or the fun fact is, okay, with here we are at the end, January, February, March. We're at the end of March, so we're about to go into a new season. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with the different seasons of the year, what's your best season? What's your favorite season and why?
Right. And so for me, I would say my best season is probably like fall. I'm really between spring and fall, because I know in the summers when it get hot, it could be draining, because that sun, I love the sun. I love tropical-like places, like we were stationed overseas in the Republic of Panama. I love those tropical-type areas, but you know, like, because there is tropical.
Yeah.
But here, stateside, it's just hot.
Yeah.
And that 100 degrees be... So I'm like, really, I like it when it's like 60, 70 and the sun is shining.
Yeah.
I guess that could be like early spring. Early fall.
Okay.
When it starts. Okay. So for me, I would say probably, I would say like early spring.
Okay. All right.
Actually, and that's my birthday. So I was born like a springtime baby.
And you know what? And that makes a lot of sense, because that's your birthday time, early spring. And that's like, for me, and you know, I never thought about it like that, but my favorite time of the year is fall, and I'm a fall baby.
Exactly.
So I love fall. I just love the temperature in fall. I love to see the leaves fall. I like to see the different color leaves and everything. So it's just so pretty. And I just enjoy, you know, the temperatures, because it's not really too hot. But now with global warming, it can be sometimes it can be off. But on a normal, in a normal fall time, you know, it's like nice temperatures. You know, it's not too hot, not too cold. And so I enjoy fall.
We just thought about that, because
I didn't realize that.
I'm a spring baby. You're a fall baby. So man, so those who are listening, you know, just kind of think about what is your favorite season, even with your spouse, what is their favorite season, and then just see, does it kind of correlate like with Wadrina and I? Is it around the time that they were born?
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, no, I had never thought about that either.
Why?
Yeah.
Then guess what else?
Good.
You know, because I know we're not big, we don't know all the zodiac signs, but an Aries, because that's my sign. So I wonder if being an Aries has something to do with springtime. And just like with you, because that's when you was born, You know what I'm saying? I wonder if Aries like that type of weather.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We would have to look. Wow. I think it'd actually be a show on Transformation Talk Radio.
About that?
About the deafness that talks about that. So we would have to see.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, wow, just thinking about this stuff. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I never thought about that. I never thought that deep into it. But, yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to see. We'll have to do our research and see.
Then we got to see where Brenda and some of our listeners, Brenda and Audrina.
What
are their favorite seasons and even Paul and their birthday?
Hell, yeah. We'll have to find out.
Okay.
So let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it can always seem like that we are that we have those tough subjects, you know, talking about, you know, what, you know, fighting for your marriage, what does it look like? And not only did we personally experience this, but being that we are, you know, that's our niche area as far as crisis, marriages and crises and overcoming infidelity, we deal with a lot of this. So for us, this is just common for us. So, you know, if you're listening, you're like, well, man, they seem like their topics are always like, you know, those tough subjects where you fighting it's like, you know, overcoming something. That's just who we are. And honestly, a lot of couples actually experience these challenges. Right.
And also, I'll just say, not only just for crisis, because when you think about it, even the premarital couples, I always prepare all those premarital couples. You know, I tell them, no, you don't want the easy stuff up front. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you have to understand marriage is about testing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting ready to talk about. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand, you know, you have to be prepared to know, I got to fight for this decision.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather tell you that than just think, oh, it's going to be just picking roses. It's going to be so easy. Yeah. So it's like, no, marriage, you know, like we always tell everybody, we've been married for over 30 years and we've been through these things we talk about, but now we're on the other side. Mm-hmm. What we want to see is more couples make it to the other side, because you all know that's listening to this. You just look at your family, look at friends, look at coworkers. Mm-hmm. You see how many people just fall out of love and fall out of marriage. Yeah. So for us, these topics are real topics that deal with the pain that you walk on your journey. So that is the reason why we have to talk about it, because a lot of people want to stay in the areas of fluff. Mm-hmm. I don't want you smiling on social media, doing all this stuff, and then y'all don't even sleep together. Y'all don't even talk to each other. Like, no, I don't want that. I want it to be an authentic love that, you know, that's the person that makes my, when I walk into a room, it makes me light up. Yeah. It makes my heart just feel so happy. That's what we
so
want.
Cool.
So it does take some of these talks.
Yeah.
Like I say, we deal with the tough stuff.
We deal with the tough stuff. I mean,
that's
because
marriage
is tough. Marriage is not just easy.
Right.
Yes, you get to that place, but you've overcome some tests and some trials as a couple.
Yeah.
You've overcome them together to get to that place.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, what we really want to talk about. You know, any successful marriage, if you see somebody and they're on the other side, you know, if you see them and they're just in a healthy, happy place, they've overcome those trials and tribulations together.
Right.
And that's what we want to do. We want to equip you with the tools and the knowledge to be able to overcome those together when you experience it.
So that's something we could do, though. You know, we could look at doing a show, because even though we've had these painful things on our journey that we have overcome, we've also had a lot of fun moments.
Oh, yeah.
And how to make that. So that's something, like, since you said that, that's something we can do, is talk about, you know, how to still enjoy one another, you know, and still have a good time. Because now we do, but it's like, most of the time, if you just talking about the good times, and you got people that really need some encouragement, really need strength, that really need to know we want to get to that place, our hearts is to help you to get there.
Yeah.
So that's for real.
No, that is true. That is true. So, you know, let's get into talking about this. You know, when we're fighting for our marriage, we really have to understand, you know, God's plan and God's purpose for our marriage.
Right.
You know, because every marriage must have a purpose.
Right.
It's like, what you really have to think about, what is the purpose for God joining you two together?
Mm-hmm.
Because knowing that purpose really helps you when those tests and trials come. It really helps you to hold on because you have something that you're fighting for.
Right. And honestly, you know, that's one of the reasons why a lot of our topics, we take our topics from different things that we've been talking to with our clients and the couples that we work with. And that's one of the questions or one of the statements people always say, you know, I just wish she would fight for this as much as I'm willing to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would fight for this as much as I'm willing to fight. Or sometimes the question comes, you know what, is this worth me fighting for? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we hear this a lot. We hear this a lot. Is this worth me fighting for? And so then that's why it's like, so, you know, we need to talk to everybody about this, you know, what fighting for your marriage looks like and what giving up looks like. Yeah. So when you talk about fighting, it's just like what Wadrina said. It's very important to know that our marriage has purpose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always talk about from a godly perspective, what do you feel that God has actually said to you about your spouse, about your partner, to make you kind of understand, you know what, this is something important about purpose that goes outside of us raising our kids and us buying a house or, you know, but what is the purpose of us being together? Because when you're going to fight for something, you have to know your why, but you have to know your why that's greater than just what you feel.
Yeah.
It has to be something deeper.
Yes, it does.
You know what I'm saying?
It has to be. It has to be something deeper, because if it's not a greater purpose for your union, then you're not going to feel like it's worth fighting for.
Right.
So it's important to understand that why, that purpose, you know, when it comes to fighting. And you also have to understand the commitment to fight.
Right.
You know, that commitment has to be there, because it's going to take the work to make it's going to take work from you to make the relationship work. So you have to be committed to doing the work, committed to doing those things that you don't want to do, because it may not feel good when you're in the midst of the fight. It's not going to feel good doing those things for your spouse or for the relationship that you don't want to do, because you're feeling empty yourself. Right. It's like, I'm not getting anything back in return, but you have to be committed to that fight.
Right. And that commitment is something that you look at is like, it's what matters. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something I always, you know, say to everybody, you know, you want to know to be able to say, you know, what matters to my spouse also matters to me.
Yeah.
Because again, when you think about marriage, we talk about it's a team, you know, so whether you're talking about football, whatever it is, basketball, whatever sport that is, you know what, we're going to have to fight to win this one, guys. Mm-hmm. If we want to win this game, we're going to have to fight to win this, you know, and as an opponent. And the opponent against marriage is the enemy, is divorce, is separation. Those are the things that's the enemy to a healthy marriage or to a marriage that has great potential. So you want to be willing to say, this is what I'm committed to. And you want to make that commitment known to each other.
Yeah, you do. And then you have to also, you know, refuse the negative thoughts to flee or take flight.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, we'll want to do that because those thoughts are going to be coming. Man. But you have to refuse to actually act upon those thoughts. It's like, nope, I'm committed. I'm in this. It's like Martez just said, is a team concept. We're in this together. It's not about you. It's just not I. But we're doing this together, so I'm not going to flee. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take flight. I'm going to stay, you know, right here because I'm committed to the process, because it's a process.
Yes.
Fighting for your marriage is a process. It takes time. Mm-hmm. It's painful. It hurts. But when you know your why, that's what you're looking towards. Yeah. You're looking towards your why. Mm-hmm. When you know your why, that's what's keeping you going.
And it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, so I know, you know, it's worth the fight. And, you know, and again, the thing about it, like we tell everybody, you're not fighting physically.
Yeah.
It's just emotionally and mental.
That's right.
It's really not like you're somewhere punching in a gym. Yeah. You're not doing none of those things. It's just overcoming those negative mental thoughts, overcoming those negative feelings that just drain so much of your energy and make you want to say, is this for me?
Yeah.
Or this or that. And we just want you to know, just like when we talk about the Married for Life walk and the Married for Life walk movement, we want you to realize this is something that we can be committed to for life.
Yes. Yeah. And when you know that why, that really helps
you. Oh man,
you
it makes
when
the world
you're experiencing
of a difference.
All of that. That emotional turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're gonna return. You know, we're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on, you know, what it looks like to fight for your marriage and not give up.
Definitely.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Invite you to our 5th annual Married for Life Walk weekend experience.
Yes!
Yes!
Married, engaged, and seriously dating couples, come join us here in Atlanta this April 22nd and 23rd.
We will be connecting with other like-minded couples representing love, marriage, and staying together for life.
You don't want to miss our Friday evening couples conversation and love celebration.
God, I thank you for this beautiful day. God, I thank you for every marriage that's right here before you. Every son, every daughter, every grandchild, God. I thank you for every hand that made it up here. Every community that's represented here. We are standing for marriage.
And remember, as we always say,
never let go of the hand you are holding. Come on.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. And today we are discussing what it looks like to fight for your marriage and not give up. And so we're going to continue that discussion here again. We were just there just talking about, you know, understanding God's plan. Yeah. And then other things that we were sharing here about having the commitment and just knowing those things to do when you're going to make up in your mind to actually fight for what you believe is your future, your family, and yeah. what God has for your life when it comes to your marriage. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. And so we just want to just, you know, and when we're talking about God's plan and God's purpose, you mm-hmm. know, understanding that your marriage must have a purpose because that's mm-hmm. your why. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure you're keeping your conviction in alignment with your heart's purpose.
Right. So when you think about that and you think about your conviction, and because actuality, when you say, you know what I believe God has for my future, that becomes a part of what you love. That becomes a part of what you are actually aiming for. And so all of your convictions, your decisions that you're going to make, you want to make sure it's in alignment with that purpose. Mm-hmm. So you absolutely know when those thoughts are coming, you know what, do I really want to be here? Do I really want to mm-hmm. continue to deal with this or do that? Well, then you think about your heart. And you think about the purpose that's in your heart. You know, like when Wadrina and I was facing this ourselves, mm-hmm. the purpose in my heart was, you know, I had young kids, I had my kids, but mm-hmm. also believed that God had something special for us. Mm-hmm. Well, that was in my heart. And so my conviction was, in which we talked about in our book, divorce is not an option. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a conviction of mine, you know, seeing my mom go through 4 different marriages. Mm-hmm. You know, my conviction was, this is not going to be me.
Yeah.
So because that's my conviction, then I really got to get my conviction to stay in alignment with the purpose mm-hmm. that's actually in my heart of what I believe God has for me. Mm-hmm. And so that's something you want to just make sure in your life that my conviction is lining up with the mm-hmm. purpose that I believe that God has put in my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what gives you the strength to realize, you know, what the Bible talks about. It talks about faith. Mm-hmm. It talks about hope. Well, pretty much your faith and your hope are always going to be tied to your convictions. And they're also going to be tied to purposes in your heart because you're believing what you hope for. You're having faith for what you hope for. Mm-hmm. And those things that you hope for and that you believe for, they're in your heart. Yeah. I believed our marriage would be here one day. Mm-hmm. I believed we would love each other like this one day. Although I never saw my mom have somebody to love her like this, that was my belief. Mm-hmm. And so because of the fact I was willing to fight for what mm-hmm. I believe and then keep my fight in alignment with the purpose that God had for my life, this is what's the manifestation of what I believe.
Yeah,
and that's what we want to encourage you all to do.
And that's so true. And it's like you said, you believed it.
Right.
You believed it in your heart.
That's a conviction.
So when you're fighting, you have to believe in your heart that this is the person that I'm supposed to be with. I see us in a better place.
Yes.
You know, I see us doing something greater. So you have to be able to, you have to believe it and be able to see it because that's going to help you in as you're fighting. That's going to help you with that commitment as you're fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of that is important. Purpose, convictions. Yep. Yeah, yeah, just that hope and that belief.
Yeah.
That's all needed. Because when I tell you, I know it, even, you know, it's not, it's very painful. It does not feel good. But when you have those three things, that's something that keeps you, it keeps you focused on on the end goal, even though it may not feel like it or look like you're going to get there. Oh, you're going to get there. Just keep on, keep, stay focused, you know, on that end goal and knowing what that purpose is.
And see, and then, you know, like when you think about what the Bible talks about, where there is no vision, the people perish. And, you know, a lot of times I tell people from a marriage filter standpoint, where there's no marriage, where there's no vision, the marriage perishes. So when we talk about God's plan and we talk about faith and hope, you want to have that vision for the future, even though it may not feel like it or it may not seem like it. That's what you're believing for. And sometimes that's all you can hold on to when you may be going through a storm or going through a test. Your faith and your hope is in the vision that you believe that God has given you for the future of your marriage and your family.
That's
worth fighting for.
Yeah, definitely. So moving on to the next point, we want to make sure not only do we know, you know, God's plan and his purpose and we have that, but we want to have self-responsibility for reconciliation. We want to actually take responsibility ourselves for reconciliation, meaning that, we want to take responsibility to hold ourselves accountable to be reconciled with our spouse. You know, what actions am I taking towards this reconciliation? You know, what am I doing? It's not always like, what are they doing? Or looking at, what am I doing? What, how am I responding?
I love that. Because in my mind, I'm just thinking about all the times or all the people that we've heard say, you know what? They don't deserve that. You know what, coach? They don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? No, he don't deserve this. But it's not about the person deserving your forgiveness or you're willing to fight for you all's future or your family's future. It's just understanding I can't change this person, but I can hold myself responsible for the reconciliation that I'm desiring in my marriage and in my future. And that's all we want you to do. We want you to be willing when you're going to say you're going to fight. Don't be like, well, why he ain't come to the gym? I don't see him in here sweating. I don't see him in here working out. But what I'm saying is stop focusing on what the other person is doing. And all I want to know is you getting your push-ups in. You doing the things you need to do to say, I am being this person of responsibility and reconciliation.
That is so true. You know, it's you becoming self-aware of the changes that you need to make. You know, because we're not perfect. We're not going to do everything right. You know, you're not going to do everything right. Your spouse is not going to do everything right. But if you become self-aware of what you need to do, like, in that conversation, I could have maybe not responded the way I responded to my spouse. So then that would have caused it to not escalate or go to another level. You know, it's like, what are you doing? You hold, you be responsible and become, just become self-aware of your responses. I know I've done that through the years. It's like I'll say something and then I'll be like, I shouldn't have said it like that. So then I'm going to go back and apologize because I, you have to take responsibility. You know, we're working towards reconciliation. So what is your responsibility? What role are you going to play in that?
And then, you know, it goes back to what we talked about in the last segment. We was talking about fighting those negative thoughts. Because again, you know, you have to realize you want to take self-accountability even for the thoughts that you're residing to be in your mind. You know, because one of the things we can do, we can't choose what we're going to think about. We can't choose what we're going to give mental space or to occupy mental spaces in our minds. And so it's just very important to remember when you are taking self-responsibility for reconciliation, you know, if all I'm going to be thinking about is the things that you've done to hurt me, things you've said that really got on my nerves, then what type of feelings or what type of mood am I going to have if that's the case? So, you know, you want to be self-aware as what you are saying about those things. That's important.
And when you're in it, like, you know, don't get me wrong. It's hard. It's going to, those thoughts, those negative thoughts, they're going to be coming. It's going to be like, vroom, vroom. He always joked my sound.
Pew, pew, pew,
but they're going to be coming. It's like, and they coming so fast. It's like, you can't stop them. You can't stop them fast enough because they coming. Mm-hmm. But we have to be able, we have to start disciplining our minds to not allow them to just sit there.
Exactly.
It's like, it has to be like where it is just dashing through your mind. Right. We're just shooting through you. It's a thought that's just shooting through your mind. You can't allow it to sit there.
Right.
Because if you allow it to come in and make residence in your mind, then it's like, yeah, your actions gonna right. be negative. It's mm-hmm. like your attitude, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, so we have to do something about it mm-hmm. because it's challenging when you're in it. It's very challenging, but we have to like discipline ourselves to just say, nope, I'm not gonna let you stay mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, because you know, it's just like a thought that it may come across your mind. You know what? She'll never want to listen to what I have to say. You know what I'm saying? And so if you just sit there and start thinking about it, you know what? She don't never listen. Yeah. You know what? It's like every time I say something, it's just like, I don't even matter. You know what? You know what? I'm tired of just dealing with this. I'm tired of dealing with this. I don't even want to be here no more. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what you said, but then when that thought hits you, when you take self-responsibility for reconciliation and realize that negative thought that just hit my head, she'll never listen. You know what? I do realize there is something that I could potentially do different. I realize there's something that, you know what? I could probably say different or do different to let my spouse know or let my partner know, you know what? I may have felt this way. So I'm just saying that's what we're saying. When that thought hits your head, you can't just let it sit there and just occupy space. You have to be willing to be accountable and realize I have the responsibility to create the reconciliation that I desire.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to talk back to those thoughts. It's like out loud. You know, it's just like using that example you used. It's like when the thought comes and says, oh, he or she is not doing this. Oh, no, they are. Or I may not see it, but they're going to do it in the future. It's going to be what I desire to be. You have to speak out loud some thoughts, because them thoughts come.
Right. And don't worry about it. Put it like this. Don't let folk think you crazy. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that. Because what I'm saying, it's your marriage. You know what I'm saying? Just like with your kids. You know what I'm saying? Your kids get on your nerves and people see you somewhere like, hey, you know what? Now they just got on my nerves. They like, who they talking to? You know they probably got kids or something.
Right,
like,
right.
Them kids be pulling that stuff out of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your kids would get on your nerves.
For real. So you just want to remember that. You want to measure your actions, your words, and your attitudes with the principles of love and forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to look at what you're doing, you know, while you're in that fight, you know, can you measure it with love and forgiveness? Are you showing love and forgiveness in your actions, in your words, you know, in your attitude? So we want to make sure that we're taking that on.
Right. And again, that's what I'm saying. You want to see how it measures up, because a lot of time we look at our actions, but when we measure our actions, we're measuring it based on how we feel or how we think. But in actuality, truth is truth. And so when you think about the principles of love and forgiveness, then are you measuring your actions and your attitudes up to that?
Yeah.
And most of the time, I can tell you, for me, when I was in that position, I definitely was not doing it. I was doing it based off of how I felt, but still was expecting her to change because of whatever, but it still wasn't expecting her to change because of principles of love and forgiveness. Once I started applying those principles of love and forgiveness, and I was doing that consistently, that's what began to really create the wheel of reconciliation to really turn.
Yeah. And it's like and that goes hand in hand with, you know, being willing to be the example.
Exactly.
Because, you know, he was willing to be the example, and somebody has to be willing to be that example, you know, not being petty, you know, offering heartfelt apologies first. You know, it's like, I'm not feeling like I got to treat you the way you're treating me. No, I'm going to give you something different because I'm operating in love and forgiveness. It's hard, but I'm doing it. Do it one out of four times starting out, but eventually I'm gonna just keep trying and keep moving towards it because I'm committed. You got to remember that commitment.
Exactly. I love it. Yeah. I love it. No, I love it.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah. But when we come back,
we're going to take a sponsor break.
But when we come back, we're going to continue the discussion on what it looks like to fight for your marriage and not give up.
And not give up. Staying married for life.
That's
Let's go.
want to invite you to our 5th annual Married for Life Walk weekend experience.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't want to miss our Friday evening couples conversation and love celebration. As we always say,
never let go of the hand you are holding.
Come on.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing what it looks like to fight for your marriage and not give up. But before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to connect with us. You know, if you want to connect or work with Martez and I, you can visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net and on Facebook, Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling, Instagram at Coach Martez at Wadrina Layton, Twitter at Coach Martez at Wadrina Ale. So, you know, let's get back into the discussion. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, just being, you know, your own self-responsibility for reconciliation, just holding yourself accountable, you know, to the reconciliation with your spouse. But, you know, one point I want to make sure we bring out that we didn't under this point is refusing to cast blame. You know, when you're taking when you're becoming self-aware of the changes that you need to make in what you're doing, you really want to refuse to cast blame, even though those thoughts are going to be coming, those negative thoughts about what that other person is not doing and what you're not seeing. It's not about what they're doing or, you know, your needs not being met when you're fighting for your marriage. Mm-hmm. It's all about somebody being the bigger person and just fighting through that, because you have to have that commitment to fight through and be willing to be the example. So you want to refuse casting blame. Mm-hmm.
And see, one of the things that happens when you actually refuse to cast blame, what happens is when a person is saying something to you, instead of those words attaching to you and affecting you in a negative way, it actually just flows through you. Because what normally happens is someone says something to us, our mind automatically gets defensive, or we get on the offense. So now we took it offensively. So now what we do is we respond back to you. So when you're actually trying to fight for your marriage, remember we're talking about when you're fighting for your marriage, you're really trying to fight to get into the team concept or the team mindset. So casting blame actually causes you to break that down. But when somebody says something to you, and it just goes through you because you're like, it's okay, I'm not going to point that back at you. It just keeps going. And eventually, the person who's been blaming you for stuff, they realize, wow, I'm starting to see something different in them where it's like, wow, I don't remember them being like this, where it's like, no, I'm not going to blame you for anything. I could have done something, or I could have done this. And when a person starts being in an environment of responsibility and accountability, what happens is they start taking it themselves. Mm-hmm. It's just like with children. If you put children in an environment where everybody lies, comes up with excuses, and justifies their actions, then guess what that child does? That child start doing the same thing. And then when that child gets in high school, college, what do they do in relationships? They lie, they justify, and they come up with excuses. Mm-hmm. You put that same child in an environment of accountability and responsibility for your actions, then this person becomes that same individual. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying in your marriage, what you begin to create and to produce, that same thing begins to reciprocate in your marriage. Mm-hmm. So when I began to become a person of responsibility, accountability, mm-hmm. and being willing to accept the truth, mm-hmm. then my wife, Drina began to see, well, hey, mm-hmm. this is a new atmosphere, right. a new energy, a new yeah. way of living in our home. So now you all are seeing the effects of years mm-hmm. of this being practiced. But yeah. that's what I want to say. What you are seeing practiced here definitely has the ability to be practiced in your home yeah. and in your relationship. Exactly. But it starts with being self-aware.
Yeah, self-aware, the commitment. Mm-hmm. You got to be committed to the process. Yeah. Yep.
Once you cross over, man, it goes to a really amazing place.
Yeah.
You know, it gets to a really amazing place.
It does get better. So what are some signs or, you know, how do you know if in your marriage you have just given up?
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, some signs that you have just given up, you're disengaged, mm-hmm. you know, you're not showing that you're being able to show any empathy towards your spouse. Mm-hmm. It's like you really have I don't care attitude. It's like, yeah, I just don't care. It's like,
whatever you want to do, whatever.
Yeah. It's like, I don't.
Don't care. Even look at them when they're talking to you. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. I don't even care. You can do what you want to do. So that's when you know you're just giving up. You know, you just mm-hmm. that person is just so disengaged that they don't even care. You're being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You're just not showing any patience it's just a lack of you ain't showing no patience yeah. or lack of concern.
Right.
It's like, it just disrespectful, just mm-hmm. all around disrespectful in front of everybody, too.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, a lot of times don't even care.
You got in my car and you didn't realize that I was about to run out of gas. You should have looked at your tank. You knew you need to put gas in your car. You need to do that yourself. Mm-hmm. What if I'd have ran out of gas and it'd have been at night? Man, you would have made a better decision to think about. Mm-hmm. Come on now. That's not really caring.
Yeah.
That's not being considerate, knowing, you know, anything could happen at night. That's just an example. I'm just mm-hmm. telling y'all things, you know, that mm-hmm. that we hear. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you know, that's when you know you're not caring.
Yeah.
Because we want to care.
Yeah. And then another thing when you know you don't, you just giving up, it's like when you're just thinking about yourself first. You know, it's just all about you. You know, when you're making decisions solely for your individual gain, it's right. like you don't even care how the family is affected right. by it. How your spouse is affected, you just don't care. It's like, yeah, no, I wanted to do it, so that's right. what I did.
So I'm gonna tell you this. So this is funny. So from a male perspective, your wife comes home or your partner comes home, how you want to see it, and then they like, oh my gosh, you just brought a brand new 80-inch TV because you want to watch the game. You want to watch the football yeah. or basketball games on this big, large TV. Didn't say nothing about what it was going to cost you, about your sound system. You've done all of this. Ain't said nothing to your wife about anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? This is me. I want to watch the game. It's football season. It don't matter what the TV costs. I pay for it with my money.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
From a woman perspective, I'm just laughing. Come think about this. These mm-hmm. are real stories, yeah. guys. From a woman's perspective, you know what? You done bought your tickets. You and the girls going on the girl trip. Ain't saying nothing about who going to watch the kids. Ain't saying nothing about what's going to happen while I'm gone. I just know I've been working hard. I've been in the house, and I'm taking a girls trip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't saying nothing about yeah. the cause yes. of what that is.
I mean,
you
yeah.
going to figure it out.
I'm,
That's when you know you're thinking of yourself and you're not thinking about the family.
Yeah, exactly. Even, I mean, it could be as far as taking a job that's going to, and it's like not even thinking about it. Yeah. The job could have you going
changing
in and out
hours.
Of town. Yep, changing hours, going in and out of town. That's going to affect the family, especially if your spouse depended on you to help with childcare or, you know, whatever it may be, the roles and responsibilities that you may have in the house. It's like, you don't even care. It's like, well, no, I took this job. So it's like, it is y'all. Right. You just got to adjust to it.
Right.
So that shows that that's a sign you're giving up, that you just giving up and you don't care.
And a lot of times, and the reason why we're saying this is because what people will say is they would take these actions, but in their mind, they're not saying to themselves, I've given up. What they're actually doing is pointing the finger and saying, he or she made me start acting like this.
Right.
It was their actions that pushed me to do this. It was their words that made me do some of the things I'm doing. And what I'm saying is, you don't want to be in that situation, or you don't want to do those things. What you want to make sure of is, I'm always the person keeping us in a good space, and I'm doing everything I can to keep us in that good space.
Yeah, exactly. No matter how, you know, tough it gets, you know, you just have to know, you know, we're fighting. Once you've made that decision to fight, it's like, I'm fighting.
Divorce is not an option.
Right. So if you if you in that situation, you know, like we said, where you're showing some of these signs, then you need to go back and look at your commitment, your purpose, like, why are you there? Because nobody wants to be in an unhappy marriage. It's like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? And that's something you have to look at if you find yourself exhibiting any of these behaviors.
It's one of those things, like I tell everybody, I say, as much as we are components and just advocates for being married for life, I absolutely do not believe you're supposed to be miserable for life.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe that. You ain't gonna preach me into that. You ain't gonna teach me into that. I just do not believe you're supposed to be on this earth miserable for years just to say, because I'm married and I didn't want to get a divorce. And so you be miserable for years. No. That we not doing.
Nope.
Yeah, we not doing that.
Mm-hmm. And then one other thing is, when you know, when you've given up, is you're just telling everybody close to you that, yeah, I'm just done. You know, I'm done. And it shows through your body language, you know, that it's like, I'm just done.
Right.
So if you're done, then it's like, okay, what are we doing?
Right.
So,
And we don't want you to be down. We don't want you to give up. And that's why we were just saying, you know, there's a difference between fighting for your marriage and actually giving up on your marriage. And a lot of times we'll hear people say, no, I'm the one that been fighting. But when we really start breaking things down and letting them hear, what you've been doing to fight is actually
like
the exact
up.
Opposite.
Right.
It's like you've been doing the things where you've just been tolerating or coping with things, but you actually haven't been the person that's responsible for the reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two different things. So that's the reason why we just really wanted to just have this conversation today about what it looks like. So if you see a friend and they like, yeah, girl, you know, I want to fight to make sure my marriage stays together. You know, the action is, you know, what steps are you really doing? What are the things you're really taking? You know what I'm saying? And so that's why we're saying this, because we want to see marriages stay together.
Yeah.
We want to see families stay together and people actually continue to know, I'm not giving up on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we talk about with the Married for Life
walk. Yeah.
Never let go of the hand you're holding. That takes something to never let go. Because sometimes the person you're holding on to could be almost saying, telling you, let me go, let me go. But you know, that's not God's purpose. That's not God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we actually wanted to talk about this today, to just know there's a difference the way they look. And we just wanted to make sure you know, if you are fighting, what it really looks like.
Yeah. And then it's like, and you said something when you talk about you holding their hand and they saying, let me go. So what do you do when that other person is like, yeah, I just want out. Let me go.
Oh, yeah, man,
and you seeing where it's like, no, I'm fighting. I'm committed. Yeah. I know we're supposed to be together. But that other person is just not, they're just not there. They're not with you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So in that situation, you still got to remember what your commitment and what your conviction was. And so just because that's the way that person feels, you have to understand this is where we say it's going to be a fight.
It's a fight.
Because in actuality, that's not what I believe. That's not what I desire to see. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I'm just willing to just accept. You know what I'm saying? Because just because you were saying those things and just because you was feeling those things, I can also think back to a time that you thought about never walking away from me. Mm-hmm. I also think about a time where you thought about, you know what? I was your best friend. Mm-hmm. I was the person you love being with. Mm-hmm. So it's all about me being committed and staying convicted to saying, I absolutely got to know I've done everything humanly possible to win you back. That's and after true. That point, then I got to put it in God's hand. Yeah. But most of the time, the average person doesn't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say that now. So a lot of times, because that's the first thing they say, Coach, I'm telling you, I done did everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, out of 10, you're on 3.
Right.
Don't say you done did everything.
Right. That's so true. So when you fighting for your marriage, you know, we're talking about what it looks like, you know, refusing to give up with an attitude of winning and seeing brighter days ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said earlier, it's going to be tough. It's, you know, it's going to be painful. It's going to be a lot of mental and emotional pain, but you have to wake up with an attitude of winning and seeing brighter days. And you may not wake up in that attitude, but throughout the day, as those darts are coming, you have to be able to speak that out of your mouth.
Yes.
So that way you can go to changing your atmosphere and changing your attitude. It's like, no, you know, I'm winning. We winning. It's gonna we have brighter days ahead. It's gonna get better. It's not gonna be like this always. You have to speak what you believe and speak what you actually see. You know, I was about prophetically. It's like, you know, you have to speak that. Mm-hmm. You speak what you see.
Oh no, that's for real. And then you want to be able to speak life into your spouse and your marriage and not let small things overtake you. So what I mean by speak life is, you know, again, like we said, you know, the Bible verse says, you know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So when you're speaking life into your spouse and into your marriage, let them know, you know, things are going to be okay. It's not going to always be like this. Because remember, if negative thoughts are entering a person's mind, you want to be the person that's actually speaking positive things and speaking life and just saying, you know what, we're coming out of this. We're going to be stronger through this. Mm-hmm. You know what, our kids, our family, you want to be speaking life into your spouse and into your marriage. Like one of the podcast we talked about, you know, supporting the dreams of the person that you're in love with. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, you want to be the person that's speaking life and just saying it's going to get better.
Yeah. And also, like we said earlier, you want to be willing to give love when it's not received and show forgiveness and grace when it's not deserved. Like I said earlier, it's like if you don't feel like it's deserved, you still have to be willing to show it. That's just part of that commitment, because that commitment process is doing things that you don't want to do.
Right.
That commitment process is doing things that don't feel good, but that's just part of that commitment process.
And again, like we said, you know what, when the person that you are fighting for, again, may not realize, because in their mind, they don't see what you see.
Yeah.
So just because they don't see what you see, you got to remember, I can't react to your actions or to the way you are, because in actuality, you are operating off of what you see. I'm operating off of what I see and what I believe. And so then that's why when you are giving them love, it may not be coming back to you, but you absolutely know, but that's still the what I'm going to give you. And forgiving you, I'm forgiving you now, because I know right now the person you are or the way you're acting, that's not the way you're going to be acting 3 months from now. That's not the way you're going to be acting 2 years from now, because all the love that I'm giving you and I'm showing you, eventually it's going to start reciprocating right back to me.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. And then you want to, when you're fighting and you're in that process, you want to make sure that you're praying for your spouse and your marriage, even though it may seem like prayer can't fix it. If you're feeling like, oh, Lord, these prayers are not working, keep praying. Don't give up. Keep praying for your spouse, praying for your marriage, because eventually things of prayer works, and eventually it's going to change. When I think about all the years I prayed for change in my marriage and how many years it took, but it happened. So you just have to pray through the process.
But then it goes back to what we first started with. The first thing we said is, You want to know your marriage is a part of God's plan.
Yeah.
So if your marriage is a part of God's plan, then it means it's on God's mind. Yeah. It's on his radar. Mm-hmm. So all you're doing is when you're praying, you're just bringing back to God what he already placed in your heart years ago or months ago, however long you've been married. So that's the reason why you want to say prayer and pray about it, because when you're thinking it can't be fixed, in actuality, the God who brought the person into your life, if anybody can fix it, is God. So you want to go back to make sure you're adding that. Like we said, coaching, counseling, prayer, all those things. And we got a podcast that we talked about that on. But it's just that all of those things go together.
Yeah, they all work hand in hand. They all are needed. Yeah. When you're fighting for your marriage and you have made and you are walking in that commitment and have made the decision that you're not going to give up, you're going to need prayer, coaching and counseling.
Yeah.
You're going to need it all because it all goes hand in hand to help you to overcome.
Absolutely.
So we want to just remind everybody about the 5th Annual Married for Life Walk in Atlanta, Georgia, April 22nd and 23rd. Where's the Married for Life Walk weekend experience?
We're doing it Friday and Saturday.
The walk is Saturday, and it's not just a walk. It's a whole experience. Oh, that's why you have to come out and experience it. Because we walk hand in hand for 2 miles, but we have so much that we do.
It's an event. It's an event that creates an experience of just hope, encouragement, faith, and strength in your marriage.
For your marriage. So that leads up to the walk. So you don't want to miss it. Friday night coming together, socializing,
having a good time.
Getting marriage, enrichment, playing games, dancing, enjoying music, comedy. We're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate love and celebrate, with the one we love and with other couples who are also, like-minded and wanting to be married for life.
And our co-host, Ronnie DeVoe, Shamari DeVoe, actually going to be singing, performing there at the event. Who knows, we always have other special guests that's going to be in the place. So it's just going to be an amazing time.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So we just want to remind you, for more information on the Married for Life Walk, you can visit married4lifewalk.com, Married for Life Walk on Instagram and Facebook, and it's it's M4 L Walk on Twitter. So you just want that, if you can get more information, remember for more information about us, this dreambuilderscoaching.net and on Facebook, Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. And we want you to remember that healthy marriages or relationships don't happen by chance, but by choice. So as we're always talking about, you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. And I know it can be challenging, but hey, we're not perfect. So if we mess up, okay, I'm going to try again. And I'm not going to give you pushback the next time because I'm making a commitment to accept change without conflict.
Right. And again, Wadrina and I just really want to thank you so much for tuning in today to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show here on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific Time. We would love to continue to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to reading your comments. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you back here same time next week. Let's go.
All right. Have a great week.
Married for life. Divorce is not an option.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.